brought to you by Penguin. No One Home by Tim Weaver, read by Lorelei King and Joe Cohen.
Part 1. The Village. Chapter 1. The sign said, "Welcome to Black Gale." It was weather-beaten, rinsed pale over the time that it had stood guard at the gated entrance to the village. Purple crocuses were dotted like jewels along the grass bank it was on, and beyond the sign was a mud track littered with stones, leading to three homes in a semicircle and a farm. The farm itself was modest, surrounded by a crumbling dry stone wall, dotted with moss and half-covered by weeds, which also hemmed in the other homes. But on the other side of the wall, the farm's fields unfurled across the moors like a huge patchwork quilt. I'd met Ross Perry just outside Grassington, a market town 20 miles south of Black Gale, and had followed him up here. The further I drove, the higher I climbed, daffodils dotted along the banks of the narrow, one-lane roads. Even in March, though, winter hadn't quite vanished. As I pulled my Audi in next to Ross's Range Rover, I looked north towards the heart of the moors and could see hills still painted with ribbons of snow. Ross waited for me next to his vehicle, dressed in a smart black suit and a bright red windbreaker. Stitched into the breast pocket of the windbreaker was Connor and Perry Property, Yorkshire. I'd done a little reading up on Ross. He was young, 26, but already the co-owner of an estate agency.